You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
News came out yesterday that the hard-to-find bookshop in Auckland will have its lease expire in February of next year. The bookshop moved into the new location on St Benedict Street in 2017, however it's unclear whether they will be able to move again, especially given rising rents for businesses and increased cost pressures in recent years. To discuss the future of the bookshop and the importance of secondhand bookstores in Auckland, I spoke to the owner of the hard-to-find bookshop, Warwick Jordan. So we got some news about hard-to-find books and the future of the bookstore in Auckland yesterday. What is the news and how serious is it?
Well, it's not good news. pretty serious. It may be the end of the Auckland bookshop. At the moment, I can't see a way where it isn't the end of the bookshop. As a bookshop, we may continue online, but it may not be an actual shop you can visit anymore, which I think is tragic. Basically, we're in a situation where 8 years ago, through some sort of miracle provided by the Catholic Church in the form of Patrick Dunn, Bishop Patrick Dunn, we were able to take on a building that they own in Central Auckland in St Benedict Street, Eden Terrace. And it was in a dilapidated state, and it had been empty for some years because no one else wanted it. But we took it on, and they gave us a really good deal, and we fixed it all up, and we've been here 8 years. But unfortunately, they've now decided they want to sell it. Different bishop, different property manager. They've got a different attitude. I thought we were safe and secure here forever because we blend in with, if you like, the environment of the building. I mean, it belonged to St Mary MacKillop, the only saint in Australasia. She originally raised the funding for and paid for this property. Raised the money herself because the church wouldn't help her. She wanted to create a place that was for education for all, basically. She was community-minded and education-minded, and I kind of like to think we kind of fit well with her philosophy. But anyway, the church and all their wisdom have decided to sell it for money. I don't think they'll find a buyer. It is a building with a lot of problems. It suits us, but I doubt very much we'll suit anyone else. It's a Heritage One building, so it can't be developed. You can't just chop it up for apartments or decide to put in a lift or put in wheelchair access. You can't do any of that. You can't move around things. You can't put a toilet in the downstairs, which currently doesn't have one. There are all sorts of developmental problems, so I think developers will not be in the least bit interested in wasting money. Can't really see anyone else wanting to take it on because, for a start, it needs re-roof. The entire roof to be replaced. There's lots of problems with it. I did try to address those problems with the church office, but sort of go all in and raise money to fix everything myself at our expense, and try and pay a bit more rent than we're paying now. We are on a cheap rent, there's no denying that, but pay a bit more. Basically, there'd be no sugar in my tea, but we would be able to continue, but they're not interested in that. They want money, lump sum. Don't think it's going to happen, but it will force us out.
And if we're thinking about the history and heritage of secondhand bookshops in Auckland and more generally, what have they offered and what do they offer and contribute to the community?
Well, I know everyone loves online, but the fact is going to a secondhand bookshop, you see things you weren't expecting to see. You walk into a shop that has every subject under the sun and a big range. So you walk in looking for one thing and you end up finding five other things, and maybe you find a whole new direction in life based on books that you discovered that you weren't even looking for. You don't get to do that online. People online, they look at what they're looking for and they find it, and that's it. It's soulless. And I say that, and we are the largest online secondhand bookstore in Australasia, and I'm still not a big fan. I think the brick and tile bookshop is the way to go. It's the best kind of experience. There's an atmosphere. You meet people. It's a gathering point for community. It's a gathering point for people who are reading. We get lots of customers end up in conversations with each other about the most random things. They're complete strangers, but they end up, meeting new people. It's a community hub. And I think losing second-hand bookshops is a disaster. I mean, there's a handful of small ones in the suburbs, but they're very small, and they tend to be run by people who've, you know, taken it as their idea of a hobby or sort of a retirement plan or God knows what. I don't know. They're not, I'd call, serious book people in terms of they haven't. It's not a career. It's not something that, like, I started doing this in my early 20s. I'm now old. I've been doing it 40 plus years. There's not many people like me around anymore who've sort of got all that experience, and we know a good book from a bad book. We don't just stock anything. We're very selective. Having said that, we stock a lot of books that aren't popular. Not popular for today, but be for tomorrow. We stock a lot of stuff that's academic. We stock a lot of stuff that other bookshops don't take. Certainly small ones can't afford to take, because they need to have a relatively small space with full of books that hopefully sell really quickly. Well, we don't take that approach. We take the approach of we keep books on their merits, not on their saleability.
Many will recall some of their favourite bookshops in Auckland and internationally shrinking or closing down thanks to growing cost pressures and other pressures in recent years. Is there a threat to bookshops in Auckland, especially those looking to sell second-hand books?
Well, recent history shows that very much so. Jason's Books, which was around before I started, under different ownership, but it was around before I started, they've gone. They closed down at Christmas, last Christmas, because the owner of the building thought that a bar could make them better money. So they put a bar in where the bookshop was, and the owner of that shop decided to retire. So, yeah, back in 2023, Dominion Books over in Ponsonby, which was going before I started, they closed down. Same sort of reasons. Landlords up the rent. I mean, we survived from only hunger to get here, but now we're basically under threat again. I mean, wherever I end up, I sure don't want to move again. So I don't have an answer. I don't know what's going to happen, but wherever I go, I'm not going to have to move again, please. I thought this was it. I thought we'd be here forever and the church would be happy and we'd be happy and happy, 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 but no.
And then lastly, what can people do, I guess, to help or to support the bookstore? Is there anything more that people can do other than the obvious coming in and buying books?
Oh, if I want to be inflammatory, you could phone the bishop and say it's a stupid idea, he should keep us on. I guess that would be that won't use property managers much, but that would, you know, they maybe get to learn that people not just to us, but just in general, what's happening in terms of, you know, everything's getting sold up for money. It just doesn't. Some things are more important. Like my whole approach to business, maybe that's why I'm in the pickle I'm in, I guess. And some serious business people will say, "Well, serves you right." But I don't run this business all about money. I think there are more important things in life. And for me, one of the more important things is preserving really good books and creating an environment that, you know, other people who like to read and learn and, you know, have an interesting knowledge base can come to. And the reality is, especially with the internet, where anything can change and, you know, facts are now sort of almost a negotiable product rather than actual reality. Books are one of the few places where you can actually go and see what actually is true. You know, and preserving older books in particular, where the facts don't change, is an important part of our society. As I said, it's also a community thing. It's a lot of things. And I just don't like the way things are going. But give us money, well, wouldn't that be great? But unfortunately, this building has a government valuation of about $6 million. So I don't see people giving us $6 million. If there's some really rich guy out there who wants to come and buy a building that won't make him any money but will be the right thing to do, then that would be fantastic. And keep us on, that would be great.
That was the owner of the hard-to-find bookshop, Warwick Jordan, speaking to me about the future of the bookshop and the importance of second-hand bookstores in Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.